Welcome to Guys Plus, a podcast about guys, I am Brian. With me is Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Chris here, doing my duty as a sidekick. It was sort of discussed. Someone asked on Twitch, are you Brian's sidekick on Guys? And yes, I want to confirm here on Guys Plus, I am. I'm the guy's sidekick.
I like it. I mean, I always wanted a sidekick, but
yeah, I mean, I'm
people a sidekick.
Of course, I would have to be the one that brings it up, and I did. And on my channel, I want to confirm, though, I'm not even a show. I am the main guy on that.
Yeah, and I'm the sidekick because I did one.
Well, no, you're barely involved.
I know, but I did do
one. It's a different situation there. It's a difficult situation. You know that, Anthony Cumia.
We are here to talk about things that we've already talked about in the past. I do have some bad news.
Oh, no.
We've read all of the good Tony K Yelp reviews. He hasn't done another one. And
when was the last time he reviewed?
He's probably dead, would be my guess.
Yeah, when did he last review?
I got to look. I was just looking at them and I was like, damn, we've done them all. That's sad. That's like we should have done like a funeral for that. You know, I can't find him when the last one was because I'd have to type things into my phone. But we do still have stuff we talk about here. We got, you know, I was looking into some Nolan yesterday because we haven't talked about Nolan in a while.
Yeah, it doesn't feel, it's weird how it doesn't feel that way. Like it's like his like awful shit like lingers with you in your mind, and it feels like you always just were forced to watch him like a few days ago.
I love that it's forced to watch him. I mean, I guess I do kind
of. Yeah, I've never chosen to watch Michael Nolan ever in my entire life, not even one single time.
Well, it looks good here, right?
It's very dark. It's very dark, which is helping him. You know, you can't really, you guys are listening to this, so you can't see him. He's barely lit.
Yeah. For people who do, I do want to say for Nolan heads, he did recently, and it doesn't sort of make sense to do on this show, but maybe we can do it on the stream. He gave a behind the scenes look at his studio recently. So you can see
kind of cool.
Yeah, so you can find out what he's doing, you know?
Listen, I don't like him, but that is, like, anytime you're watching a video a lot of something and then they sort of turn the camera around or show the bigger picture and you get to sort of see it in context of their whole home or whatever, that is cool to me. So I would like to watch that.
I watched it immediately.
Of course.
When it came up, I was like, oh my God, behind the scenes, Nolan, give it here. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so excited when he sat on his porch that one time.
Yeah, of course. Just to see any other part of his home. Now, did it deliver? Were you happy with the video behind the scenes?
It was okay. I mean, he didn't do good enough. I would have liked to itemized sort of receipt for how much the stuff in the room costs.
I see. He rarely delivers. That's the thing about Nolan is, you know, sometimes the title of the video, or he'll get hyped up like it's going to go somewhere, but he'll never really deliver. It always sort of becomes, you know, the same thing over and over again. Well, and people, what is he talking about this week? What's the title of this one?
Snyder, Twisted Sisters, Dee Snyder on Never Ending Farewell Tours by Ozzy, Scorpions, and Kiss.
Oh, yeah. I'm with him on this. These never ending, you know, he's saying these old guys got to stop, right? That's what he's saying.
Okay. So I want to read you two videos, Chris. Okay. I posted this on Twitter yesterday. Okay. So 2 weeks ago, Michael Nolan does a video that says, "Are tours killing our older rock stars?" Mm-hmm. This is a really good question to ask, especially
I don't know if it's the, is it
like,
are they
COVID and stuff,
like, is it killing them? I don't know if it's killing the rock stars,
but he's
like, is
asking the question, you know, because everybody's canceling tours.
Does he mean literally? Oh, he doesn't mean literally killing them.
No, he means literally killing them because they're having to cancel tours because they're ill. But you know, a lot of these guys are fucking 80 years old. Like,
yeah,
they're going to get sick performing in big rooms full of people. Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing I'm sick because I was in an arena like a week.
Yeah, with probably not a full arena, but
it was very, it was sold out. But yeah,
oh, they say that. But then remember, I watched that other video of the AEW event. There was like 1,000 seats, and you're like, that's the drop cam zone. You know, like
production kills, they call that production.
Yeah, kills. Yeah. Call it what you want. I see it with my eyes. It's called empty fucking seats. It's called not a sellout.
So, let's check. I think that, like, then the next week he says, okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to go back to this here. He says, our tour's killing our older rock stars. And then 2 weeks later, he's like, you know who needs to go on tour? The Police, CCR, and Grand Funk Railroad. Like, because these bands are all bands that have, like, contentious relationships with each other. And he's like, you guys got to get it together and get out there. You're running out of time to do this tour. And I want to say, Michael, I mean, maybe that's not what they want to do. It's like saying when somebody's 80, be like, you're running out of time to work at your job, man. You get out there and do it.
Yeah, it's cool how he puts out different perspectives that, like, contradict each other. That's cool, too. But yeah, I mean, so those are the bands he likes, I guess, and he would like to go to the show. Is that kind of the... Well,
okay, he says he doesn't go to shows anymore. Again, Michael Nolan doesn't know how ticket sales work in the world now. He thinks that Bruce Springsteen charged $8,000 for a ticket when, in fact, it's called Ticketmaster Verified Resale, which I... That's why.
Whatever. He might as well have charged 8,000. Fuck him. He charged a lot. It might not be 8,000, but it's a lot.
Well, let's check in with this guy.
I don't mind that misinformation. I like that misinformation.
I don't like that misinformation.
I like that. It makes Bruce Springsteen look more, greedy. I like that because he is greedy.
Come on. All right, here we go.
How much he charges regularly, like a huge amount for his tickets, I'm telling you.
Money to tour.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck that. Fuck off. Sorry. This is one of the things that, like, in real life bothers me when I see these fucking mega rich fucking rock stars charging these outrageous amounts in these, like, times when no one has any money and they're just, like, still, they love them so much that they'll spend money they don't even have to fucking pay for these stupid fucking pieces of shit to come and play their shitty music. It pisses me off, really.
Okay. Well, here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Bottom Line. I'm Michael Nolan. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Dee Snider of Twisted Sister fame.
Did he forget the name of Twisted Sister for a second? It really sounded like he sort of forgot the name.
He's 9 seconds into the video. Could have just started over. Mm-hmm. I'm generally a start over if I fuck up in 9 seconds.
Yeah, but that is kind of the way he talks too. Sometimes he has weird pauses sometimes.
In yourselves, whoa, wait a minute. Michael has never covered Twisted Sister on this channel, nor has he even mentioned Dee Snider. Well, you'd be correct, but you know what? There's a first time for everything because Dee has a whole lot to say about the dreaded NEFT.
The dreaded NEFT?
Yeah, Never Ending Farewell Tour.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Number one, the music on this one is out there.
Yeah, what is notice this? It's loud. Yeah, how notice it? How could you not? It's not in the background, really, even.
But it's not even the normal music. It sounds like a violin.
It's weird.
T syndrome. That's suffered by so many people.
It's like what they would play in a kung fu movie, you know?
Yeah, during like a serious non-fighting moment.
He's a black belt, though, so that is true.
Yeah.
Worldwide today. Now, the NEFT syndrome is the never-ending farewell tour syndrome.
I think he forgot
that. That is suffered by sad and decaying former rock gods alike, as well as
did you notice that he did a cut there like that was edited. He made a mistake there and he cut that, like he cut them together.
Wishful thinking fans indeed, and it is a sad condition to have. Oh, no doubt. But you know what? D thinks it is a concern, and I happen to agree with him. But you know what? He thinks that we should all be crying out at the top of our lungs, we ain't gonna take it. We ain't gonna take it. Well, you know
the
rest. So we're not gonna take it, by the way. Like, you gotta get it right. When you did, was, no, we ain't gonna take it. That's not
that was song. Really, and he said it twice. He like did it twice for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, you know the rest. Yeah, and I know the first part too. Unlike somebody.
Well, we're not just gonna do Michael. We'll check back in with him in a minute.
That was fucked, man.
We ain't gonna take it.
Just so contrived, like so like. You know, like he's like trying to have this moment where he's like, D. Snyder's that, you know, but it's just like so rehearsed and terribly delivered.
Great joke, though. In the Warhammer 40K Reddit page, Puzzlehead set 507 said Henry Cavill and mainstream for media fuck's sake. 40K talk.
What? Just talk about the. Why do they talk so much about it's Henry Cavill, by the way?
Cavill, Cavill, whatever. Okay, so
you're just thinking about your old job as a cable guy.
Hate it. How'd you get me there? I didn't even say it.
Yeah, that was skillful.
Does it bother anyone else how anyone interviewing Cavill talks about video games / Warhammer like it's a secret addiction and they make fun of it? Like, look, this guy paints little model action figures, points at Henry and laughs. Are your friends and family supportive? What are people's reactions when they see you painting? Like, is he doing drugs? No. He's doing something he enjoys and getting belittled about it. Bloody hell. And
okay, rant. So this person has a very sad Warhammer existence where they're constantly being questioned about their Warhammer. What are you fucking doing drugs over there? You know, like, he's just having a terrible time trying to do their... I feel for this character. Seems like a character out of a movie or something that will inevitably, in the end... You know, either get their comeuppance or sort of find themselves, depending on what kind of film it is.
That's true. Well, this guy replies to it and he goes, I've watched some of the interviews and I did not notice anyone being disrespectful towards him and his hobbies. In my personal experience, many people, 40s around my age, look at me weird when I tell them that I game, but I always come back to them with, quote, how weird sports games are.
Why do you collect
baseball stats?
And that turns, and at that point they're like, wow, you're actually right, nerd. I'm gonna rethink everything now. I'm gonna stop watching sports and I'm gonna treat you with more respect. Yeah. That's usually how those interactions go down, I'd imagine.
Do you think, you know, he says hand egg, do you think he goes further into how weird, like, isn't it weird that we, like, have a guy that throws a ball and then another one that swings a bat?
So you watch sports ball and you're watching literally a guy trying to hit a little ball into a hole and I'm the weird one? Yeah, no, that's that usually won't work. Although I'll say, I think the only people that it would work on would be people that wouldn't be making fun of you to begin with. Like, they would already kind of, like, because I do think about that. You know what I mean? I make fun of them, but I understand that I do nerdy things as well, and that my sports fandom is very nerdy. I recognize that and embrace it, you know?
I mean, I do get where they're coming from. I just don't do anything nerdy, so I wouldn't have any idea what it's like to
This guy is the least self-aware guy ever. Just pretending I... that's tough for you. I mean, speaking of this, if I could, some people were mentioning this in the Discord. I read the Discord a lot. Shout out to the Discord there. But some people do paint their Legos.
Yeah, I don't do that. That would be nerdy.
Okay. I was just trying to, you know what I mean? Because that's like the Warhammer thing. So I was kind of thinking like, you start painting your Legos and then all of a sudden you might move into the realm of Warhammer slowly but surely.
Legos are really cool, you know, and like they're already like a good color and they're interesting, you know. I would never
I know,
but it would be dorky to paint the Legos. It's cool doing them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I do. I understand. They like make them already with the sort of colors and everything and fully formed as they're meant to be. But then it would be like you could kind of customize them and make them your own, which would be kind of cool. Show your artistic side.
Oh, I don't do that. Walker number five goes, no, painting little soldiers and playing war games is weird and I love it. And gets a reply from somebody who says, this, people who haven't tried it can criticize us and go cut their lawn or whatever normal people.
Oh, lawn show, hitting up lawn guys. That's huge.
Out of nowhere. It's like
out of nowhere. And by the way, folks, you're listening to this. That is the next episode that we're doing on the main feed.
Yeah,
is lawn guys that you're going to be listening to with Jesse and Mike from YKS. So catching some strays, the lawn guys that you're going to learn about.
Here's another concern in the Warhammer community. He goes, I thank the Emperor every day that 40K isn't as mainstream as Star Wars or Star Trek. And he goes, because the last thing I needed to hear was Sheldon from Big Bang Theory say, I am Alfarious. So
okay, I don't understand any of that.
Well, he just doesn't want to be made fun of. He doesn't want Sheldon doing Warhammer, you know, on the show, because Sheldon's kind of a dork. I don't know if you knew that. He's a nerd. Okay.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, I understand. So then, you would be grouped in. Oh, you're. I guess you're a nerd if you're. You know, if Sheldon. Yeah, but this. Okay, I got it. I guess. Yeah. Okay. I guess I just didn't understand the thing that they said. It was a Warhammer thing.
Alfarious. I am Alfarious. That's a Warhammer guy thing.
It's a Warhammer thing. Yeah.
Ivan Tetterin went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I didn't screenshot it right, so I'd have to go back and look on it. Oh, that's a flub, kind of.
Good lord,
I know. I can't believe I got it wrong. I could also just go find it real quick and do the right thing.
You do a lot of your stuff off of screenshots.
I do. It's because
I mean, that's fair. It's an easy way, but it does sort of restrict you in that, like, oh, what, is there any replies to it or something like that? And right. And if you haven't screenshotted that, then you don't have the replies.
Yeah. It's just easier, just instead of like copy and pasting, and like, you know how many times, I mean, especially with some of the other shows, like not being able to like click back on the link and get what you are getting makes me hurt. You know what I mean? Because that has happened to me a few times where it's like,
how about this? Listen, I got a good, you do the screenshot, the link in the screenshot. You got the screenshot as the backup. You got the link initially. So you got your tabs open. Tabs. So not even links. You just got the tabs. They're open. Boom. You start off, then you click through the tabs one by one. Then you got the original, but you also have your document open that has your screenshots on there. It's extra work, though. So that's not fair.
I think I should still do it, you know?
Like it could be helpful. It doesn't come up that often, though. Usually the screenshot is sufficient, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
And I think oh, my God. It's harder to find the reviews on desktop, but I think I'm almost there now.
What kind of browser are you using?
I'm using Chrome again.
Okay, you're back on your Chrome shit.
I'm back on my Chrome shit. Okay. It's working now. Okay, here we go. Here's one we got for us. Rudy Krapitsa. He says, one star. There's almost zero Eagles stuff in this museum.
Okay, so check before. If you're going just for the Eagles, you got to give a call. You got on the way of Eagles stuff. Look it
they
up.
Would lie. They would look. Lie. You think I got to say, if they you called lie. And said, do you guys have Eagles stuff? There's no possible way they would say no.
Go online. Go online and look it up on, you know, Reddit or something like that. But the Eagles are a huge band. Oh, you know, I don't like them.
I get it that they're a huge band, but I don't think they're that like important. Like you can just do like a very little bit of Eagles.
Or you could take out some of the fucking Missy Elliott fucking displays and you could put in some more. California. Dude, you know, how about a full size Hotel California? Well, like Rudy full says, with full. Hey, sorry, Brian. I apologize, no problem, but a full Hotel California with rooms and like there's different rooms, you know, and like that would be like a full working hotel within the fucking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, it's not a real place. Hotel California was something else.
Yeah, but in this
panic, wasn't it?
In this sense, it would be a real hotel, though. And then you'd come in and they'd go, "Welcome to the Hotel California." This person, Rudy would be happy, I think.
Turning it into a resort based around the Eagle.
That would actually be one of the sickest ideas ever. I'm sure someone's already thought of it. Like a place called Hotel California that's an entirely Eagles-based resort.
For sure. Wow. But you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave, sort of thing.
Yeah, there's fences that keep you from electric fences keep you from leaving. But I don't know enough Eagles references. You know what I mean? I only know Hotel Cut. Like, what else do they have?
You'll get a peaceful, easy feeling.
Yeah, but what other songs do they have?
Desperado.
Yeah, they have like a Desperado fucking cafe. You know what I mean? Like the restaurant's called the Desperado Diner or whatever.
I kind of don't hate the Eagles, but I don't love them, you know.
But that would be a fun place to go.
But Rudy is so hot under the collar about this. He goes, they have the most selling platinum album of literally any artist in the history in their greatest hits.
That's not true. American artist.
Well, they said more than the Beatles and more than Michael Jackson.
Oh, really? I don't think that's true. I think it's a best-selling American artist. I always remember because that was always some stupid fact, you know. But who knows?
Compilation artist. It's a compilation. I don't think it counts. I'd love to ask Michael Nolan this, but yeah. I don't think it counts as the highest selling quote album of all time if it's a compilation of their greatest hits. Which, by the way. Michael did get one of these podcasters Michael works with sent him a Police Greatest Hits record, and he was so excited about it. I got so annoyed because it's like, dude, you're not supposed to like Greatest Hits albums.
So the number one, so I have the list right here, and it says that Michael Jackson has the number one selling album of all time.
Oh, Rudy.
And AC/DC Back in Black is second. Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard is third. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon is fourth. And fifth is their greatest hits from the Eagles.
Rudy, you need to do some Googling before you write these. You're looking like a damn fool, Rudy.
You look like a fucking fool.
Fucking total idiot.
Hotel California is number seven, by the way. Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell in between those.
That's a good one. Actually, I don't like Meatloaf, but... Literally, he goes, yet they have nearly no music, plaques, memorabilia, or even exhibits to view. The food was great, but first of all, I have never in my life been to a museum where the food was great.
The food was great?
I mean,
do you have a like a terrible palate, perhaps? Have you never eaten good food at all?
Chicken fingers. I mean, anybody that's been to a fucking museum in their life knows that there's no way the food is good.
This person who's going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and mad that they don't have enough Eagles stuff, though, might not go to a lot of like museums
or anything
or out a lot. Yeah.
The food was great, but expensive. The music was great. Everything else was good. However, as a huge Eagles fan, I can't say I'm impressed. One star for that one.
So everything was great, but like I enjoyed myself, had some of the best food I ever had in my life, but one star because I wanted to hear that.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Ivan Tetterin, the first guy I was going to read, goes, if you love rock music, never go there. Which,
whoa, well, hang on. No, this is, I think this is, you're being too harsh here.
I do too. I agree with that. Because I don't think I think if you like rock music, if like rock music is like your thing, you have to go there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know, like the idea that you would go based on this one person's opinion, like it's obviously subjective. Like people like different bands and different stuff as well.
And it says they want to sell a shirt with Nirvana print and dance on his grave. Unbelievable collection of artifacts belonging to people you have never heard about. Not a single word about Queen and Deep Purple.
See, everybody just has all it is a bunch of fucking rock and roll losers, old fucking rock and roll losers who are mad that their band that they love is not doesn't have enough exhibits. That's it's all it is.
They want, like, first of all,
Deep Purple just has a one fucking song, man.
And it's the easiest song to play on guitar. Like, yeah, I learned to play that song.
Yeah, that's kind of why it became so popular, I think, because it was like really catchy and like very easy, simple, and like, but yeah, I don't know that Deep Purple deserves to be. What was the other one they said?
Queen.
Yeah, Queen's great. Queen's fantastic. I agree. Queen's is one of my favorite rock bands. But
if you Googled Queen Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they're definitely in there.
Oh, and I'm sure there's stuff. There just wasn't enough for this person's liking.
Exactly. Yeah, they were put in 2001.
Queen, yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, whatever. They've been in there for a long time. And he goes, no unbelievable collection of artifacts. Okay, so he goes, Taylor Swift's dress, Madonna and Tupac in the Hall of Fame. Wait, what? They crashed my faith in rock and roll. It's actually dead. Go get your t-shirts and water bottles.
Wow. So this guy, rock and roll has officially died. They got Madonna in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now. Yeah, that's people you've never heard of. They got artifacts from people you've never heard of, like Taylor Swift. Who? What does he do? Okay.
What is there a song, you know?
Is there a song you could tell me?
Mitch Todi went and gave it 1 star 3 months ago, and he goes, was there this morning for about an hour.
Same day. We got a same day review, folks. Sound the alarms. We got a same day review.
We know he's not happy.
Yeah.
You don't do same day reviews when you're happy.
Same day review service here, folks.
Was there this morning for about an hour. Too many kids running through the place, unsupervised, totally wrecked the experience. Can't believe the people who are in charge don't have security around on level 3 where you have video games. Not the place to have field trips. Kids going though don't even know who anyone is even inducted. Thanks, Rock Hall, for a lousy experience. I hardly expect a response from management.
Oh, that's so dope. Yeah. Well, I'm just a fucking loser anyway, so obviously you guys are just going to kick my ass down the curb and not even bother. This old bag of fucking shit. You know, he's so down on himself.
I did see a really weird one yesterday that I found very interesting, and it was a dual review. Okay.
Oh, what does that mean? Explain that to me.
That there was a review and then an update on the review.
I see. But same person, though.
Same person. Yeah. Okay. They do a review and then they like come back later to see. Because, like, a lot of times with restaurants, right, you'll go and it'll be bad. And then maybe sometimes they'll come back later. You're like, you go there and they're like, there was shit all over the toilet seat or whatever. And then, I went back and the toilet seat was clean and the food was really good. I apologize for that.
Turns out they just had to ban this guy who always comes in wearing a Toronto Blue Jays hat.
I don't wear a Blue Jays hat every day. I wear an LA one sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
She goes, I enjoyed this much more than I expected. Great interactive exhibits. By the way, this is a 1-star review.
Oh. This sounds very positive.
It seems like I'd want to go there. I loved seeing the iconic outfits of the likes of Tina Turner. He didn't name another person. So it's like the likes of Tina
Okay. Nobody else? So forgot any of the other ones. Like, knew that there was some good ones, but only remembered Tina.
Yeah. The missing star is due to the omission of Strange Fruit on the Billie Holiday write-up. It is by far her most important song. So then she comes back.
Hang on. This person gave a 1-star review.
They gave a 4-star review originally, just took the 1 star off.
Ah, Okay, gotcha. So that's fair. That's fair. Taking one star off because, like, still nitpicking, obviously, a weird music person. Like, this is the most important song and you must include it, and therefore I will remove a star.
Yeah.
But it's at least on that system, it sort of makes sense. It, like, you know, it's like, yeah, weighted properly.
Well, here's the update. Updated to drop 3 stars. I'm disturbed there was no response to the Billie Holiday write-up comment.
Oh, fuck. insufferable person.
Well, I think the rock guys are our most, like, insufferable of all.
I mean, that's an insult. Like, to come back and say, take stars away.
3.
Because there wasn't a response. And, like, how can you show the dates? Like, how long did they give?
It didn't show the
too bad. I'd love to know what the turnaround was on that.
waited a few days, right?
Yeah, just how long did they wait before they turned around and took those precious, precious stars away from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that, by the way, is doing fine. The reviews don't affect it.
Refreshing your Google reviews, like, they haven't done anything. I expected them to have already said they're going to make a new plaque.
It's an institution. Like, people will go there until, as long as it's up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I did see this one. Paul Brodzinski said, don't waste your money. It's a massive building.
Well, that's a good piece of advice in general.
Yeah, it is. Don't waste your money. It's a massive building with nothing in it.
Okay, well, that he might have gone the wrong place. This guy, motherfucker, ended up at a fucking warehouse.
The rest of this review might even lead you to believe more of that.
Okay, this is great.
The exhibits aren't varied, and many barely pertain to rock. The Wall Pink Floyd exhibit is literally just blocks with lyrics on it. For $35, it isn't worth the money for something you can go through in under 25 minutes. I'm genuinely disappointed that I had to dislike this. Now, he could have just been in a building with some blocks with graffiti on them or something.
Like an art thing or something.
Yeah.
He might have gone to the wrong place. If I was, man, it would be so fucking fun. You know what I mean? Like, to respond to these, like, get that job for a little bit of time till you get fired, you know, and just respond to these people like, sir, you went to the wrong building. You know, like, this happens quite often. That was not our exhibit. Just start, like, fucking with people.
Yeah. James Gilbert said, you like Rush, The Who, The Eagles? Don't expect much from some of the greatest rock bands of all time. If you like The Beatles or Taylor Swift, you'll see plenty.
Well, the Beatles are very popular, and so is Taylor Swift. I'm sorry. And I think they put the Taylor Swift stuff in there because they want to attract a younger audience and not a bunch of fucking annoying old people who are complaining about Billie Holiday's fucking write-up on her exhibit.
Robert Walters says, cool stuff, not rock and roll for the most part. Don't waste your time or money on this place. Don't even know the definition of rock and roll.
So that's a Nolan-esque review.
David Agronow says, rap and hate hip-hop music blasted the entire tour. This is called Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, not Mean Angry Music Hall of Fame.
Well, there's some, I don't want to break it to him, but there's some pretty mean angry rock music. There's some famously very aggressive rock music. Can you change the image? It's the scene is changing between Noland and himself. You know what I mean? It's like going to his intro. So we have 2 Nolans on screen.
3.
Now we have, now it's his intro.
All right, folks. Sorry about that. But I had to get in touch with my inner twisted mister there for a moment. But you know what?
He apologized. No matter what.
Why do you say twisted mister?
Well, he doesn't want to lead anyone to believe that he could be potentially gay or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think he likes Twisted Sister either. I think he's, like, really being forced to kind of do this twist.
I wonder what Michael is. He married and stuff?
I think he is. Yeah, I'm positive.
I wonder what his, because I could see Nolan being bi.
I don't know, man. He seems kind of conservative to me, but I
think he'd be conservative. Yeah, I don't think. I wonder if he was saying Twisted Mister there because he didn't want to call himself Twisted Sister. I wonder if he was being like old school, kind of, you know, insecure.
I do like this comment. Not a fan of D. Snyder's music or band Twisted Sister, but I like him as a person. The biggest joke is Motley Crue, especially after they all signed paperwork a few years ago that they would never tour again until the next reunion tour, that is, which this is a Nolan. This makes Nolan so mad. He fucking hates Motley Crue for whatever they did. There was a time where I believed a rock band when they said this is it, and it was my favorite band, Rush. It was their R40 tour in 2014-15, and while they never officially said last tour, they sure hinted at it, so I saw them twice on that tour and took my son to one of the shows, and they were still top-notch, true to their word. When the tour was over, sadly, they were done, and then we lost Neil. Fuck you, cancer. But other than Rush, I don't believe bands when they say this is it, because it rarely is. Now, Rush may have said this is it because their drummer died.
It might have been the death. But people will, in fairness, there that doesn't stop a lot of bands.
No,
they don't even care if like the fucking lead singer dies or something. They'll just get some new person in there to keep the checks coming in.
Well, Chris, on r/South Park, a guy is asking an interesting question. He goes, my mother has agreed to watch one South Park episode, even though she doesn't like it. Which episode should it be? She's of an older generation. No shit, dude. Considers the humor to be mentally ill from a few clips I've shown her. But I think she's lying to herself about not finding it funny because she enjoyed Kenny versus Spenny. It was personal.
What, just because there's Kenny? Just because there's a Kenny in the name?
And it doesn't get killed in that show. You know,
Kenny's, I mean, Kenny gets killed in some of the competitions.
That's true. I've
never seen mostly Kenny Spenny does, to be honest.
Yeah, was Spenny not?
Spenny is the one who is like the Kenny is the sort of smart, conniving one, and like he would, you know, he would always have these like ideas to fuck with Spenny, and then Spenny was like sort of the goofball who would always, you know, yeah, he was basically getting fucked with all the time. I loved Kenny versus Spenny.
I don't even know what the fuck it is, man. Kenny Holtz and Spencer.
It's Canadian. Rice. It's Canadian.
Oh, I knew it. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen like every episode. I've seen all 86 of the episodes, but there were 6 seasons of it. So actually, I did know about it. I'm sorry. That was my mistake.
I didn't even respond there. I just let you fucking flounder there and let everyone hear for themselves.
Well, people act like I don't know what it is.
You literally said I don't even know what it is, and then I told you it was Canadian, and you immediately said you've seen every single episode. As you were clearly reading, I had the DVDs. I actually have seen all the episodes, and I, anyways, it's a very
Spenny is a Canadian. Ugh. Canadian reality comedy television series starring Kenny Holtz and Spencer Rice, where they face each other in competitions. The loser of each episode performs an act of humiliation. Of course I knew about this show.
Yeah.
It's Kenny versus Spenny. Canadian reality comedy show.
Yeah, it wasn't really. I think it was sort of fake, you know what I mean? Like it was sort of didn't matter. It was like still funny.
Yeah, that's how I felt too. My favorite one episode is Comedy Central's Kenny versus Spenny Volume 1 Uncensored. It's my favorite one.
That's a box set of a bunch of episodes.
Volume 1. I was personally thinking that it should probably be a Randy heavy episode. I thought maybe Overlogging would be a good one. What do you accept?
Oh, this is for just leave your fucking mom alone, man. Just leave her alone. She's not going to like it.
Yeah.
She's not going to enjoy it if she already told you she fucking hates it.
I'm going to watch this with my mom. I want to watch South Park with my mom.
Like to try to convince her it's good. Like this kid might be young though, right? Like a teenager or something like that. Where
I just can't think of a
because
I can't believe teenagers are watching South Park in 2020.
Yeah, you're right. Because it just seems so odd to me to like be an adult and to for it to be so important for people to like your little thing. I feel like that's a childish sort of attitude, you know? Like when you get older, you're generally okay, I like my thing, but it doesn't matter if you like it or not, you know?
True. Well, baby Frances decided to help and says, cater to what she likes. My dad doesn't really like South Park, but loves Vote or Die because he hates politicians / the system. My wife loves Lord of the Rings, so Return the Lord of the Rings to Two Towers is her favorite. There's probably something she likes that South Park has mocked. Mexican food? Casa Bonita episode. Like, Mexican food is my hobby, sort of thing he's saying.
Oh yeah, and that's okay. I mean, that's not bad advice if you are insisting on doing it. Try to, you know, find an episode on something that they have an interest in or that they might like to see skewered.
Aquariums / marine animals, whale whores, etc.
etc.
If you want episode ideas, let us know what she likes / hates, and we can customize the recommendations. And
just telling this fucking subreddit all about your mom's loves and like her fears and shit.
Account 171717 says exactly. There's basically an episode for every type of person. No.
Yeah, I agree. Every person has their own little South Park episode. I'm
one with porn in it.
Mine is Scott Tenorman Must Die. It's the only one I remember off the
Kenny
top of my
head. Kenny versus Spenny is your favorite one. My favorite episode of that show, though, is Kenny versus Spenny Christmas special. It's a good one. They were doing some Christmas stuff. They did all those Christmas competitions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know. Yep.
That was a really good one, though. Lightwell says, and this is inappropriate for today, but I'm just going to read it anyway. Margaritaville? People living beyond their means and the government being incompetent are all-encompassing humor. That doesn't encompass my humor at all.
It's all-encompassing.
Oh, yeah. People living beyond their means and the government being incompetent are all-encompassing humor. Who doesn't laugh at the chicken kazoo bit, which I don't know, but I'm sure there's somebody.
Oh, I'm sure it's funny. I'm sure it would crack us up if we did remember it.
This one, Arcade23 says, trapped in a closet. Everybody enjoys it when Scientology gets shit on. Overlogging is a terrible first episode idea based on what you said about her. Did you forget what type of porn Randy looks up?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what I think I know what type of porn, and it's offensive, so I'm not going to say it, but I'm sure there's also people in Discord that know that. Saw an interesting question posed on r/ Pastafarianism this week. Very interesting. And it's, is Pastafarianism against or okay with abortions? I've been searching for an answer, but I'm unable to find one.
Because it's not fucking serious, and so it doesn't have serious positions on serious issues like that.
And it shouldn't.
Really. And it shouldn't. Yes.
Because although,
it's just a joke, and it shouldn't, well, you shouldn't take like stuff like that and make it part of this joke that nobody fucking even likes.
Nobody fucking even likes it. Penis System says, I feel like any religion with strippers and beer as part of its doctrine would have to be pro-choice. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's like mainly like, I think the politics behind it are generally more left-leaning, right? Like they would clash more with the religious right, right? I would think but I don't know. Do they? I don't know that they have any sort of like, yeah, concrete belief systems in that way, other than like religion bad, and it's sort of, I want to be a goofball and I want to do this bit.
I do think that like it started out as this like call out of intelligent design being taught in schools, but I do think that they've done some relatively like sort of anti-Muslim stuff. Like I do think that the colander on the head driver's license.
Oh yeah, that's like so they're all over the place. They
don't like any.
The only thing they like is just bad joke, unfunny jokes.
Though they love jokes. I do have the upcoming 2023 holidays for the week for everybody.
You should do this every episode. I know. I think. Yeah,
we're recording this on Thursday, September 14th, and it's Despair for the Human Race Day.
Oh yeah, that day could be any day. or is that funny? I don't know. I'm trying to do the joke with them.
On the day that this releases, it is Irish Coffee Day.
Yeah. That's, you put a little liquor in the coffee, right?
Oh, burp, Pappy Van Winkle. You just dump
a little
amount of Pappy in there.
No, a large amount of Pappy, a small amount of fucking coffee. yeah, I'll take a bit of coffee with my Pappy.
There is like several. I've had this sent to me like over the week. There are a lot of Pappy contests.
Yeah.
There are a lot of Pappy contests going on right now where you can win Pappy. And I can't think of anything better than me and you winning Pappy and not drinking it.
Oh, buddy, we should honestly... we should try to win a bottle of Pappy, or like, how much is it to buy one? We should try. We should
$5,000 or $1,500.
Oh, that's too much. I was gonna say use Patreon money to buy a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle and just pour it out on video, just to anger all of the and say, yeah, we don't drink. Like, we thought it was non-alcoholic. That would be the angle of it. Yeah. That, like, we thought it was non-alcoholic. We didn't even know it had alcohol in it. Neither of us drink it, so we're gonna be disposing of it safely, and then we pour it out.
Saturday, September 16th is Cynicism Appreciation Day.
Oh, that's so rich.
I know. We're real cynics. Ever heard of the Flying Spaghetti Monster?
Yeah, that one I can definitely get on board with that one.
It is cool that one of their big holidays is coming up in a couple days, but we'll get to that here in a second. Sunday, September 17th is Wear Purple Day.
Hey, no problem. I got a purple Stussy shirt. I got a purple Adidas shirt. So that, yeah, no worries for me.
Monday, September 18th, Amoeba Assimilation Day.
What does that mean?
I'm looking. No answer. It just says Pastafarian holidays are observed by adherents of Pastafarianism, the world's fastest growing carbohydrate based religion, ramen.
Fuck off.
Tuesday, September 19th is one of their high holidays. This is like their Christmas. It really is.
Okay.
International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Of course. Now, Brian, you will be observing this year, I've heard. Is that true? What day is that? Sorry?
Tuesday, September 19th.
I wonder if there's any way that we could potentially get a stream going where you do a full stream where we both, I would do it as well, dress up and talk like pirates as a way to observe the holiday. Wouldn't that be a great idea?
We got to do something. We'll try to figure something out. International talk.
I like Brian right there, like non-committal, like making sure sort of like snuff out my idea there. No. Smart, because it would be terrible to do 2 hours of streaming talking like a pirate.
Number one, it would be terrible to do, but number two, we have guys episodes to record. We don't know what time yet.
Oh yeah, that is true. That is true.
We got to record two episodes of guys next week. Wednesday, September 20th. Sophia Loren Appreciation Day.
What the? Brian, that one is fucking random alert. That is like the type of random humor that I honestly sign up for his noodly appendages for.
Ramen, brother, ramen. And finally, Thursday, September 21st.
Wait,
September
21st?
I didn't even have to fucking say the number.
September 21st? Okay, people are going to...
It's a Thursday.
Yeah, people are going to mention that one.
I'm first.
Yeah, so no. Well, yeah, you can't blame that. You're better now. You're better. I can tell. You're getting better. That was a great good flub. September 21st was a nice one for the patrons.
Well, Thursday, September 21st is Adopt a New Phobia Day. Not homophobia.
That's no, hey, no, thank you. I would not like to be doing that, actually.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Extra Epiphany does mention about the abortion thing. He goes, telling people they can't get an abortion because he doesn't want you to would go against the second I'd rather you didn't. His noodliness shouldn't be used as justification to oppress.
Let's not. I don't like this. I don't like when the issues start getting discussed. The real issues start getting discussed in this ridiculous way. It's bothersome to me.
I don't like
the second of the noodly appendage. Like, no, come on, man.
I want to read that sentence again now.
No.
He doesn't want you to. And it would go against the second I'd rather you didn't. His noodliness shouldn't be used as justification to oppress or subjugate others. So it's not so much that Pastafarianism is okay with abortions, but it is not okay to tell other people they can't get an abortion. It's a fine distinction philosophically. You don't have to agree with or support every action other people take, but it is not your place to tell them that they can't do something because it violates his noodly wishes.
Well, listen, I think I agree with the person. If you take out the noodly parts, you know what I mean?
Noodly
There's
stuff.
No need. But he's I think the person's making a good point, but or like saying something that I agree with in general, you know, that it's fine to have your own beliefs, but it's not fine to tell other people what they do with their body in that sense. And I agree with that, but why do you got to do the noodly stuff?
His noodly appendage helped you. It's you don't want to mess with his noodly wishes, Chris. You just don't. r/bowling. I saw this. It's a Bolero hater for life.
Now we learned about Bolero. They destroy bowling, right? It's bad. Way too expensive. We've heard all about it. Way too expensive, terrible situation. Run, you know, bought up all the small bowling alleys. Fuck them.
Yeah. Just wrapped up a tournament at a Bolero spot, and I just can't deal anymore.
Yeah. We're there with you, brother. Yeah.
The air on the ball returns didn't work.
What?
I didn't even know people use that.
How did you even bowl with those sticky ass, wet ass fingers?
I truly don't know what that air is for.
It's for your hand when your hand gets sweaty. It's for when your hand gets sweaty so that it doesn't stick on the ball.
Can't blow on it to make
you
it?
You can. Yeah. It's more effective.
Bring one of those battery powered.
No, but you shouldn't have to, Brian, when you're paying that amount for the lanes or you're in an organized tournament. You shouldn't have to, and that's the point.
It was a balmy 80 degrees in there.
Yikes.
No pro shop. That one's tough.
That's fucked, man.
Yeah. You want to go to a pro shop when you go to the bowling alley.
You have to. You got to go see what they got, what the new equipment is. What the new balls, the new shoes, the new gloves they got.
They hide the weirdest service charges at the snack bar. Now, I have learned what this is. It is an 18% gratuity added to every order for the person working. It's a tip. So this
weird fucking thing that they add to try to just, it's like working class solidarity kind of weird thing that they add on there.
They should pay them out of their own sort of pockets, but
they
should.
But yeah, that's what tipping is, though. It's kind of this idea that, hey, I know we're having to do it ourselves and it sucks, but that's how it is. You know, they're not going to pay a proper wage to the service industry people, so us as customers have to do it.
Chris, here's another tough one. The staff doesn't understand score changes and dead wood.
So what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. We're trying to fucking get in.
Listen.
Here.
If I go to a fucking bowling alley and they don't understand dead wood, they're fucking dead meat.
True.
I'll kill them. I'll fucking shoot them. I'll pull my gun out and I will shoot them. I'm joking, everyone. I don't have a gun. I don't have a gun, but I would physically assault them if they didn't know what dead wood was.
Yeah. And we're not talking about the HBO TV show. It's a different kind of Deadwood.
Of course it is. And we all know what it is. We know exactly what it is.
Don't even have to say it. The list goes on and on. I can't believe this is the future of our sport. Ant1992 says, go on Google Maps and search bowling alleys near me. Put the distance to at least 10 miles and see what's around. Bolero is god-awful. I've traveled upwards of 20 to 25 minutes before just to avoid the Bolero that's 10-minute drive when my first choice house doesn't have open bowling. I can't do league, unfortunately. Well, we don't take you serious, actually.
Yeah, buddy, you're not a league bowler? How about you step out of the thread immediately and go fuck yourself, you casual motherfucker? We don't have any interest in talking to people like you.
An open bowler. Max Dropemoff says, I went to a Bolero for a state tournament.
Max Dropemoff?
Yeah, that's his name. Why?
I don't know. It seems like a made up name. Like, you know, like, hey, I'm a father of two. My name's Max Dropemoff. You know, like he drops his kids off.
That's probably what it is. I went to a Bolero for a state tournament, and it was probably the worst tournament experience in recent memory for me. I bowled like dog shit the first day at some other alley. Now, number one, that's not Bolero's fault. I have to sort of side with Bolero on the I bowled like dog shit the first day at some other alley. So I went and practiced at the Bolero we were going to bowl at. When I tell you it's some hot ass. They had the lanes fucking freshly sanded.
Excuse me?
Yeah. You don't want that.
Excuse me? What is this, Venice Beach? Or is this a fucking bowling alley?
Yeah. Come on. Stop freshly sanding.
Ridiculous.
I could take one slide from almost the ball return to almost damn near the foul line.
Ridiculous.
I bowled like ass because of this, and the lanes were also dog shit. They fucking made me almost hook the whole damn lane with a fucking urethane. Never again. Wow. And this experience will live on with me forever.
If they made me hook the whole lane with the urethane, I would fucking also hook them with a large metal hook that I would jam into their neck. I'd kill them. I would murder them at the bowling alley if they made me do that.
I'd say, may I speak to your manager? And then I would throw my urethane ball right at him.
I would say, can I speak to your manager and tell him to bring his neck out as well? Because I'm going to cut it. Sorry, I get fired up over this bowling stuff. I won't murder anyone at a bowling alley, I promise.
Yeah, I mean, we don't like the idea. We don't like urethane anyway, so I can't really.
We hate it.
Dad23 says, yeah, can't stand being in Boleros. All about the money. So is everything else you go to.
Most businesses are, yeah.
Back in the day, you'd go to the bowling alley to bowl, not be entertained in a million other ways.
I see.
Definitely not about the league bowlers, for sure. And why do they charge tax on bowling? What, $7.99 a game is not enough? They suck.
Why do they charge tax, like a sales tax?
I guess.
That's what they charge on everything.
I think they make you do that.
Yeah, like you can incorporate it into the price if you want, but they are paying it. It's not the business is not making a decision whether or not you have to pay tax. It is being paid whether or not you like it or not.
It's the business's idea.
The business is like, hey, you know what would be fucking cool? Let's charge them fucking tax.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's fucking just, you know, we won't even tell them.
We won't even tell them. We'll just charge them tax.
Willy Dilly Do. By the way, two-handed bowler, it says on his thing.
I've seen two-handed bowlers, professional two-handed bowlers. I understand what it is now. It's not your grandma bowling, you know, like not your little, you know what I mean? Like
be allowed to do it.
But you know the grandma style bowling is what I meant. It's not like that. It's like they spin it, you know.
No, I know. I don't believe in it though. I think, you know, they should be drummed out of leagues, really.
I disagree. I think it's a totally valid way to bowl.
It's not. I went it one. It's not. It Willy Dilly Do two-handed said I went one night. The approach was slick and I had to bowl in a tennis shoe because I ate shit my first throw and there was practically no oil left on the lane. It was like bowling at Dave and Buster's.
Ooh, that if you're a bowling alley and you hear that, like, wow. What this guy did like got so mad about falling on his ass.
I know. All these seem like guys that had a bad game,
and then they came to do a review, and there probably is issues. Like, listen, we hate Bolero. Bolero is fucking trash. If I fucking had a chance to, let me tell you what I'd do if I had a fucking machine gun and I knew the location of some of those Boleros. I'm joking. I'm joking about that.
It reminds me of like the softball guys that would like have a bad game and they were like, well, it's probably the bat's fault.
Trying to blame the equipment. And I do want to apologize for my mass shooter jokes that I've been making. I live in Canada and it's less of a thing here.
We don't even think about that up in Canada.
Yeah, exactly. We don't think about it as much. And so we like make jokes like that. Whereas I understand some people probably were like, no, that's not really that funny. The idea of you taking a machine gun and going to a Bolero. That's a potential reality that is not funny to me at all. So I really do apologize to those people. I'm not going to murder anybody in a Bolero. It was a joke I was doing.
Okay. All right. Well, legit Matthew said, I think bowling is going to have to die and be reborn. Including the pro scene.
That's such a fucked up thing to say.
I know. Bowling's going to have to fucking die. And then in the future, somebody will be like, let's try bowling again.
You know?
I think bowling's going to have to die and be reborn, including the pro scene. I don't think people like watching urethane. The viewership is falling off a cliff year after year. I love the idea that people don't like watching urethane.
Yeah, people are, was it ever popular? And it was, right? At some point, maybe in like the 70s or some shit.
I think that.
Like, was it like a big thing where like the bowlers were like famous or whatever? Like,
I think that like in the early and maybe, you know, in the 2000s, and I think ESPN made it a little popular by, you know, they basically always had pro bowling on.
I think
it got popular then, but I do think like, I don't know, bowling is incredibly fun. And if there's, you know, no urethane and there's oil on the lane and all.
Oh yeah. If it's not sanded to fucking shit. Yeah. No, you can have a good time.
Bowling. And if they charge tax,
charge tax, you find somewhere else. You drive 45 more miles to go fucking find another place.
We hate tax. You know, it just is like, why would I?
And then you go, you just have to add a bit of gas in there, and gas doesn't, you know, you don't get charged tax on gas. So,
nope, no gas.
There's no taxes at all on gas. So you just go fill your tank up and you go somewhere far away that does not charge taxes.
Well, remember Tuesday is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. That is the big Pastafarian holiday.
And we will probably be streaming and doing a pirate stream.
We might. Stream and do a pirate stream.
Probably will.
If everything lines up correctly.
Yeah. And I would say we probably will.
Oh, don't say that we probably will.
I'm going to say we're definitely doing it.
Okay. All right.
This is pharmacist.
I just wanted to hit a button. All right. It makes sense. All right. We'll see y'all next week. Lawn Guys. Very fucking funny episode. Insanely funny episode. So. Get excited. Goodbye.
Bye.